existence is simply a journey back to God. It has been said by wise men and women from every walk of life. A host of paths, from religions to personal spirituality, strive to lead people back to their ultimate origin. They are like trails leading to the summit of a mountain. But one woman realizes the universal essence of all these paths. She has charted the shortest road that leads to our eternal home. That woman is Suma Chu Rice. Early on, Suma Ching Hai embarked on the quest for enlightenment. She grew up in Âu Lạc, an ancient name for Vietnam. Her family practiced both Catholicism and Buddhism, thus planting the seed of her respect for the world's religions. With each new year, Suma Ching Hai grew in her compassion and philosophical knowledge. Passing time exposed her to more and more human suffering. One day, she set out to search for the key to everlasting happiness. Her pilgrimage led her to try countless methods, read book after book, and study with spiritual masters in faraway countries. The journey ended when Suma Ching Hai found perfect enlightenment through the Kuan Yin method. These days, Suma Ching Hai has forged another journey. It's a mission to help others through spreading the Kuan Yin method, which concentrates on heavenly light and sound. She has globetrotted the continents, teaching people how to end their earthly suffering, find calmness despite a hectic life, contribute meaningfully to society, and reconnect with God. Her message transcends all religious, racial, and cultural boundaries. Suma Ching Hai's witty, articulate, and plain-spoken style has won the hearts of millions. She has been honored by numerous governments and the United Nations. Now we invite you to join the journey as well. Come along with us to rediscover the truth of enlightenment. Come and let Suma Ching Hai's beacon of wisdom lead the way. The following is a lecture delivered by Suma Ching Hai.
First of all, and I'm happy to see you again today. That out of your busy schedule, you still send some time for me. Some of the brothers from yesterday will come back. It just means the yesterday lecture is not so boring. So the today comer will have some hope. It is like this. The truth we all know. We just forgot. So sometimes someone has to remind us and make us remember again what is the purpose of our life and what for we have to find the truth, what for we must practice. When the Buddha was still alive, he often spoke to his disciples about the importance of self-discipline and practicing self-realization. Now the disciplines we all know. In other scriptures mention these things, such as non-violence, loving thy neighbor, loving thy enemies, etc. And leading a very pure and virtuous life. Now, the problem is that when we confront with the reality and the pressure of the society, it is difficult for us to love thy enemy or to love thy neighbor. And so, but actually, we are not to be blamed for. It is because we are so helpless and powerless against the mass influence of societies and the pressure of nowadays living. Is my English okay? The lady looks so so desperate. I wonder if my English is out of order. You are just paying attention, right? Not because my English is so lousy. It's not Oxford English. It's a kind of a mixture between English, Vietnamese, and French, and Italiano, and German, and Taiwanese. Now, why is it that we could not keep the discipline laid down by the ancient masters? It is not because we do not want to, or that we don't make any effort to do so, but it is because we have not enough power. We are tired, weary of, existence. Sometimes we must work hard and we must survive in this ever fast growing standard of civilization. And then we also have to face with all kind of even more civilized temptation. Before, the temptation were not so civilized. And now it is more civilized society and more civilized temptation. So actually we should make a more civilized approach to guard ourselves if we want to get wisdom and self-right. Because sometimes it looks like we are lost in the whirlpool of the, of existence, the pressure, and we seem to lose ourselves. This is not that we lose our body or our desires. It's just that we lose the self-control. And the self-control is so important to us that we should pay attention. So in the Bible, it is say, what benefits a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own self? And now we all know about this verse, and we probably repeat it many times. What benefits a man if he's blah blah blah. But then we don't know what does it mean by losing ourselves. We are thinking, why, I haven't lost anything. I'm just gaining every day. Maybe get promotion from the boss, or the business is running well, and getting more children each year. This is our promotion. But that is not the gaining. It is a kind of more lovely burden only. Some burdens are unbearable, some burdens are very lovely. So we love it. The more position we gain, the more children and the more money, the more possession, the more burden. And we lose ourselves more in, taking care of these material things. And what is it, losing ourselves? The more we are steeped in this material surrounding, the less we know ourselves. That is what's called losing ourselves. What should we know about ourselves? That we are the greatest being in the universe. Everyone tells us from the Buddhist Bible, they say human life is the most precious, And the Catholic also say the same. And then in the Mohammedan scriptures, and in Muslim scriptures, it is said that we are the guests on earth only. So it means our home are not here. It means we are greater than just a human shell of the body. Now then, everyone told us that we are so great, but where is our greatness? What is it so great about a human existence? At most, we know our greatness only through our mortal understanding. It is like what kind of position we have in our company, and that measure our greatness, or in the society, how successful we are, and that people would measure our greatness. That is the most, from our human point of view, how great we can judge a person. But then, if we think carefully, these things are not permanent. Even, excuse me, the presidency is not forever for anyone to hold. And the presidency for a nation is the highest position, the most prestige. But then you can't hold it forever. And so many millionaires, so many world famous persons have gone out of sight, and we do not know where they have gone to. We can know where they go to if we practice the method laid down by ancients and present masters. They all have the same and one method. Whoever say that they preach the truth, really, then they must teach the same method. That is the method that helps one to realize how great one is. And what is the relation between us and our Father God, or the so-called Buddha nature, or the Tao? The different names from different religions indicate the same power as the Almighty, the ever-present, everlasting, the all love and mercy. This is what we call God, or the Most High, the Almighty, the Tao, the Buddha nature, or the Rulai, the Tathagata. Why is that many people call him by different names? It is because of different traditions and different way of expressing. It is also because of the language barrier, and people do not often translate the real meaning into the local language. For example, everybody knows Buddha, yeah, and think he is the only one Buddha. No, Buddha only is a title for an enlightened saint. You may call even him Christ. It is like Christ is a title for an enlightened being in Hebrew language. Now we don't translate it into our English, and then we keep calling him Christ or Buddha, and then we think they are the only two famous saints, and the one and only in the world, ever to come and ever will be. And so here we confuse ourselves. Now, modern time, we have another word, guru. Yes, so now everybody become guru. Even I myself. I was so surprised to see on television, Guru Jing Hai come. I said, Jesus, now I became guru. It is good for the American because they are now acquainted with the name guru. If the television or the newspaper would say, Jing Hai Fa Shi, This means a Chinese title for the guru. Then people will shake their head and say, what is that?
Fa Shi.
Huh? Or if the Sanskrit person will say, Qinghai Buddha, or whatever, then people will think, no, there's only one Buddha in India, and he died 2,000 years ago. Then people will fight, thinking I am boasting myself to become a Buddha. Actually, to be a Buddha is nothing so terribly out of reach. It is just like you learn for many years and you became a doctor. So you can learn many years and many ways and become a Buddha. And so do not make a big deal out of a Buddha, and then make a small deal out of ourselves. That is unfair and very self-detrimental. Detrimental? Yeah. Self-disrespecting. Yes. Because the Buddha also say, we all can become Buddha, and we all have Buddha nature. That means we and he are equal. But the only difference is he has discovered his Buddha nature, which means his inner treasure, and we haven't. Or some of you might already have. Yesterday I have also disclosed to you how you find your Buddha nature, and some of you have found some of it. Yes. So that is a way to become a Buddha. And so simple, and so scientific, nothing mysterious, and nothing, I'll say, pushy, and cannot reach by the average person. But why is that we have heard so little about the method of how to become a Buddha? The first reason is that we are so cheated in believing that the only Buddha is Sakyamuni, is the Gautama Siddhartha, the prince. We are made to believe this way. The same, we are made to believe that Christ, Jesus, was only Christ on earth, and there's no one before, no one after him. But Jesus himself has declared that before him there were other prophets, and he in fact was the reincarnation of those ancient ones. In the research about Jesus, we have read about this. And the Buddha also say the same, before him there were countless, innumerable Buddha, as much as so many as the Ganges sand. No? Did he say that? Yeah. Are you not Buddhist? No? No. Okay, never mind about the Buddha. We're talking about our own Buddha. I'm just referring to this for your reference, for your information. You no need to believe in Buddhism or any ism. You should believe in your own innate heaven, because the Bible say the heaven is within us. I have found it, and you so will can. As it's easy to verify the heaven within us than to blow your nose. Blow your nose, I have first to find a piece of paper. And if there is no paper, it is difficulty. But to find the heaven within is a matter of seconds and minutes. And I have just told you the reason why we have heard not so much about the Buddha's teaching or the Jesus Christ, and that the majority of people could not believe that they can become Christ, that they can become Buddha. It is because we are made to believe we are so ignorant, we are so stupid, we are so small, we are so helpless, we are nothing, we are sinful, we are so and such and such and so, and we are nothing at all, absolute. And then we are generation from generation. It is like that, brainwashed on us, forced on us, this kind of false belief. But we forgot the Bible say, all beings are God's creature. And then God made man in his own image. That means we are God are the same. And Jesus say, I and my Father are one. It means, when he say, I and my Father are one, then we and Father also are one. If we can realize this, then all our misery will disappear. This is a simple thing. But to realize these things is not a matter of talking and believing that I say so, but you must take some self-training. It's a kind of self-hypnotism. You understand that? Some people can hypnotize themselves into doing something, or somebody can hypnotize someone into doing something out of his own control. But this kind of hypnotism is a not very high order. Because when you're out of the trance, you're back again to your ordinary misery and trouble and vexation and ignorance and even worse. You lose some of your self-control under the hypnotist influence. And I should not think that is a very advisable thing to do. But the self-hypnotism of the highest order is that you use your own judgment and your own wisdom to acquaint yourself with the higher realms of existence, and you become more and more familiar with higher kind of living, higher kind of thinking, and higher kind of power, that you become greater each day. And whatever you want to accomplish, then your own inner power will accomplish it for you. At that time, we know God. And we can say that God has accomplished everything for us through our body. Because at that time, we and God are one. It's like Jesus' status. I and my Father are one. Then when the human struggle, effort to achieve something by our small power and limited wisdom. Now the scientist has used only a limited part of their brain, and they can accomplish so much. If we use the whole of our really working brain system, of course we can accomplish more, and this is nothing difficult to believe. It is the question of how to use it, and there is a way to use it. Because the ancient master, very difficult to move about due to transportation and communication problem. Therefore, in ancient times, the most people are ignorant of their teaching and their liberating way. And now we have a lot of good communication and transportation advantage. Therefore, we can convey the message easier. But then I have found out that humans are mostly the same, also very skeptical and very self-doubting. They don't doubt the master, they doubt themselves. Whenever you doubt a master or his words, know that you doubt yourself. Doubting that you could never become a Buddha. Doubting you are so small, helpless, how can you become as great as Christ? Doubting that Christ is the only one who is commissioned by God on earth. Doubting that God is not so merciful, that each period, each era, is that right? Would send another son or daughter to come out to fetch you home.